The gatherer explains a lot, yes?
Yeah.
Do you notice how much of the puzzle's left?
Right.
So the thing that I'm going to talk about next is the source of the rest of these pieces of the puzzle. All of these. So the gatherer is the source of these pieces. What I'm going to tell you next is the source of all these pieces. Now, gentlemen, I just want to give you a heads up that what you're about to learn, men have told me, is deeply disturbing. Because you're going to find out something about women that, given how much you love women, it's the last thing that you would wish for us. I'm going to say something that's going to sound really obvious, okay? And then it'll get to what's not so obvious. Testosterone. Testosterone causes a huge difference between men and women. And one of the biggest differences that it causes is how strong men are. Even if a man is of a smaller stature than a woman, the density of your muscles and your bone structure will make a physically smaller man be much stronger than a much physically larger woman. You're just a lot stronger than us. And it's something that men completely take for granted. You completely take for granted how strong you are. So I'm going to ask you a question that I'm going to ask guys for you to think about something that may puzzle you. When was the last time that you were afraid for your physical safety? It's a strange question to ask a man. For some men, they can't remember a time that they ever were afraid. Or if they can remember a time, it was when they were a child. There are men who have been in war, have been in combat, still never afraid for their physical safety. Didn't mean they weren't afraid, but more likely they'd be afraid of letting their comrades down or failing to achieve the objective. Or a big concern for men is that they'll die. But it's not that dying's going to hurt or dying's going to be a problem. It's who's going to be left behind that they will not have taken care of by not being there. So would it be accurate to say it's hard to remember the last time you were afraid for your physical safety? If you're a man and that's true for you, it's hard to remember the last time. Yeah. So now we're going to talk to the ladies. I'd like you to think of the last time you were afraid for your physical safety, and we're going to start a while ago and then bring it up, okay? So if you would raise your hand if the last time you were afraid for your physical safety was within the last month, please raise your hand. Guys, look around. Keep your hands up, ladies. Keep your hand up if it was in the last week. Keep your hand up if it was today. Thank you. It's always there. Part of our diffuse awareness is dedicated to monitoring the status of our physical safety. We are constantly aware of whether we're safe or not. So much of our behavior, all these puzzle pieces we're going to fill in now, come from the things that we do to ensure our safety. As the half of the species that's smaller and weaker. Being smaller and weaker determines most of our instinctive behavior, that we are acutely aware of being smaller and weaker. Ladies, raise your hands if you can relate to that. Guys, look around. Unthinkable as a man. It's not even a concern as a man. Always a concern as a woman. Am I safe?